You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
On Thursday, the A's had a big ownership shakeup with Lou Wolf stepping down as the managing partner, and he will be replaced by John Fisher, who, of course, was already a co-owner of the team, but now he is the big man on campus, and he has brought in Dave Cavall as his new president, and Cavall replaces Michael Crowley, who was president of the A's for nearly 20 years. So both Lou Wolf and Michael Crowley will remain in the organization, but they have both relinquished their titles, and it's a big change for an organization that I think has been kind of starving for any change, really. And I think the A's feel this is the best way to move forward, particularly when considering, their stadium situation and a need for a new stadium. I mean, it's been clear for over a decade now that they're in need of a new stadium, and there's really no evidence in these last few years that they've really done much. There hasn't been much effort, in pushing forward with it. But these changes, I think, is a big step in the right direction. Dave Cavall already has experience with building a stadium. He's also president of the San Jose Earthquake soccer team, a role which he will still maintain. He'll just kind of hand over a lot of his duties to some other people with the Earthquakes, but he'll still maintain that role while also working with the A's, and he is a new point man with the A's, and he will be guiding their stadium search, having already helped build a new stadium for the Earthquakes a few years ago. So that experience obviously is big. Now, this is kind of a whole different animal dealing with, a baseball stadium and also, trying to build a privately funded stadium in the city of Oakland where the Raiders, are still in the mix. The Warriors aren't out yet. They do have plans to move out into a new stadium in San Francisco soon, but that hasn't happened. So a lot of things really in limbo that could affect the A's, particularly the Raiders situation. So I really don't see anything concrete happening with the A's until the Raiders figure out their situation, whether they're moving to Las Vegas, whether Los Angeles is still in the mix, or whether they do indeed want to stay put here in Oakland. That will definitely impact the A's, but the A's also see their situation as being a separate entity, and they want to press forward no matter what the Raiders do. While also realizing that is a big factor, but moving forward and looking and reviewing several sites in Oakland. I mean, they've made it clear at this point. Rob Manfred has made it clear that the A's want to stay in Oakland, and they have narrowed their search to Oakland sites, and there are several of them. That remained clear yesterday when Dave Cavall was talking to the media for the first time. I don't think anything's changed in that regard, but he stressed, he's putting a fresh set of eyes on these stadium sites. And there is word that, they could select a site within the next few months. Now, whether that happens, who knows? There's obviously been so much talk and so little action here in these last few years. So it will be interesting whether, this change in guard, affects the process and whether they actually are really serious about it, or just kind of, continuing to play the waiting game and using the Raiders and other factors, as a little bit of an excuse. So, if they do indeed pick a site within the next 6 months, it's probable that the A's could have a new stadium as early as 2019. Maybe 2020 is a bit more realistic, but, I think it's all the changes, within the ownership that happened yesterday. I think it's promising for the A's fan base just in knowing that there is change and there is action and they are wanting to, to do things and to make action and to move forward with the stadium process, because I know it's been a long wait already and it's going to continue to be a wait, but hopefully there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and hopefully within the next few months at least, the A's can put forth a timeline, which they haven't been willing to do to this point. So the A's will enter the winter meetings with a pretty big to-do list, namely the outfield. I mean, I don't think it's any secret that they're lacking greatly in outfield depth. I mean, everywhere in their system, and there's just no clear answer in a lot of areas next year as far as who will be joining Chris Davis in the outfield. Now, obviously, Mark Canna will be back, and you know, I could easily see him taking over in right field. But the A's are in need of a center fielder, and I mean, their options are pretty limited. I mean, the outfield market already is limited, and the best options out there are presumably out of the A's price range. I mean, we've already seen Josh Reddick go off the board to an A's division opponent, the Astros, who picked up Reddick, I believe it was for 4 years and $52 million, which was a little, I think it was a very good deal. It fits right in with, I think, how much Reddick is worth. But at the same time, I think everyone kind of expected his value to be greater at this time of the year. I think his dip in production with the Dodgers maybe hurt his value a little bit. And, you know, to see that number, you can't help but think that it was a number the A's could have probably met and afforded. And I think it was that fourth year from the very beginning when the two sides began talking that was really the hurdle. I think the A's wanted to stick with 3 years. And I think Josh would have taken less money to get to that fourth year. And so I think it was a little unfortunate to see, you know, the two sides not being able to come to agreement, because Josh was obviously a fan favorite in Oakland. And I mean, the production he gave them when healthy, you know, it can't be overstated. So without him as an option, you know, it'll be interesting to see where the A's go next. The bigger names on the board, guys like Ian Desmond and Carlos Beltran and Dexter Fowler, I just don't see, you know, the A's spending money on guys like that. So they might have to, you know, get a little creative, and whether that means making a trade, you know, I definitely wouldn't be surprised to see that. You know, in regards to other trades, I know Sonny Gray's name has been out there a lot already. It's not surprising his name has been circulating, you know, the trade rumors, you know, for more than a year. And I think everyone just assumes that this is a guy that at some point Billy Bean is going to trade, just given, you know, Bean's track record of making such big splashes in the trade market. And, you know, maybe he was expected to go even earlier at the trade deadline this year, if not for a dip in his production and, you know, some of the health issues that came up with him. But I do see him as being, I mean, just the ultimate trade chip in Billy Bean's pocket. And, you know, whether he decides to use that and, you know, get another big haul, I mean, we've already seen from the Reddick and Rich Hill trade with the Dodgers, you know, the talent brought back in that deal. So many young pitchers, notably Jarrell Cotton, who should be a big part of the rotation next year. I mean, the A's clearly aren't afraid to make a deal like that. And as much as, you know, it would be nice to see the A's keep one of their fan favorites and see them build around a guy like Sonny Gray, who's under club control for several more years, it just, you know, at this point, I don't think it would shock anyone if he was on the move. And especially just given their rotation depth already. I mean, they have so many options going into next year. And, you know, so I don't think that would prevent them from making a trade. So I think that will be probably, you know, the biggest name when the A's go into the meetings early December. And, you know, outside of outfield help, you know, I think just smaller, versatile pieces could help. And they also have some other trade pieces. Maybe a guy like Jed Lowry could be on the move, and maybe one of their veteran relievers, someone like John Axford or Ryan Matson. So I do expect them to be active. They always are, whether it's at the meetings or shortly after for a few weeks after. Remains to be seen, but, you know, I definitely expect them to be very active in conversations and, you know, to kind of move forward with an offseason that, you know, probably mirrors many of the ones we've already seen with them being very busy.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.